scripture. To perform it, he has proven himself as the Elohim God, the El Shaddai, the Prince of Peace, our God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men. Therefore, Father, we honor you this morning for the great privilege that you have given unto us to come into your presence on this great day. Therefore, we say, as we gather this morning, let your spirit flow within us. As we gather this morning, let your name be praised. As we gather this morning, honor your word and honor your workings in our lives. Lord, as we gather this morning, manifest your glory, manifest your grace, manifest your power, manifest your wisdom, and let your name be praised in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. As we go, may your spirit dwell within us. As we go, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as the earth begins to worship, we'll be blessed because we can. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh Lord, as we gather, may your spirit dwell within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Knowing well that as the earth begins to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Those dead fast love of the Lord never ceases.
Yes, Jesus.
Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Great goodness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. This is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, great faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O praise of peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Yes, Lord Jesus. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. All creation calls you God. Hallelujah. Worthy is your God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We're standing on of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, yes. Are you, Lord? All creation calls you God. What thee is your name? Your majesty, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We're standing on of your holiness. Lord, we bow and worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Our God, we bow and worship you. My God, I bow. Lord, I worship you. My God, I bow and worship you. My God, I bow and worship you. My God, I bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Yes. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Our God, we bow and worship you. Oh yes, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow and worship you. Yes, Lord. Our God, we bow and worship you. Here in your presence, Lord, I am content. Here in your presence, In your presence there is life, expressions of your love, revelation of your power and might. In your presence I can bring my love song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. 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 It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. In the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. So help us, Lord, to worship you. Yes. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need, Almighty God. So help us, Lord, to worship you. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, I need. Hallelujah. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, I need. So help us, Lord, to worship you. It's the presence of your Spirit, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. So help us, Lord, to worship you. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, I need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence of your power, Lord, we need. It's the presence presence of your power, oh Lord. We need is the presence of your power, Lord. We need, hallelujah, is the presence of your power, Lord. We need is the presence of your spirit, my God. I need is the presence of your power, Lord. I need, beloved, I want you to say to the Lord, it is the presence of your spirit that I need. It is the presence of your power I need, oh God. Let my heaven be open this morning. Let there be a release of your power, a release of your presence, a release of your glory upon my life. It is the presence of your spirit. It is the presence of your power, Lord, I need. Li apioto kusazia tabalago tuzozie. Eso prondege kustozoziate. Eleboto kuzuzia. Endege kustozozie. Le etrozo ziatuate. Endege kustozozie. Mekwa apio otozozia tapato kustoziate. Entrono bosi itabali ke kwazo. Endege kustozozie apioto. Endege kustozozie. Endegege kustozozie. Endege ekwazozozie. Endegege librusozie. Endegege librusozie. Endegege kustozozie la bondege librusozie. Endege ekwazozie atolia. Legle kustozozia. Endege kustozi apioto dogozo. Meketuata. Leblege kustozozie. Endegege kustozozie. Isoproto gozita zaziate. Endege epioto. Ondegege kwa apioto. Ilabiato go librusozia. Esoprondegege suzia. Isopro ozozia. Ela protosus apioto go ligruzazie. Endegegege librusozia. Endegegege librusozia. Esopio otuata. Lebeligruzozia. Isopro sociate. Ila pioto go sicatuate. Endege custozozie. Endega apioto do golia. Lebeligruzozia apioto. Endegege qua sociate. Ila prosote. Ige qua sociate. Endegege custozozie. Ila botro nogosa. Isso pioto go libros ate. Ila botuasa ziate. Ila me grosso ziato. Isso to. Ondege custozozie. Ila botro noboquasa. Isse que cutolo brondege custoziate. Endegege custoso, ike kwaza ziate, endegege librusozia, isopro ndegege custozozie, isopro otugagazote, ilabioto zoziate negali pelugruzozie, isopro ndegege custozozie, endegege librusozie, endegege custozozia, ilabioto gagusaziate. Mequata, le plengo gogosiate, endegege kusosia, endegege librusosia, mequa, igakuasa, endege librusosia, ilapio, otogolo prosiate, endegege kuaso, siata le perondo gogusosiate, endegege librusosia, endegege kuasa, apioto. Endegege custozozia, illa pioto gosuziate, illa proto gogustozozie, mecatuaza, ziata nenglege custoto, entrono bosiziate, endege custoso sie, il soprato gosia talaboso, il sopriandege che custoso sie, il soprato gosiziato, il lamengre tucuso sie, il soprode galibru sosia. Oh God, my Father, let my heaven be open as the presence of your Spirit, the presence of your power, the presence of your glory. Lord, that we need the botu sosiate, and supriandege custososie, and soprondege custososa, and soprondega custosiate, and la bioto gosiato, and dege custoso, and la bio otto gosiate, and sopia sososie, and la brondege kesuate, and la bogoko tusosia. Endaga custo sosie, endaga qua a pioto gosisate, e la pioto da custo sosia, e la pioto gosisi ato, endege e che cucu sosia, endege che quasa, il soproto gosiato, endege quata, e la bio otto tuasa, endege che libru sosia, endaga a pioto gosia. Endegege leprusa at me kuasa si ato ela bioto gusto sosie il soprondegege leprusa sosia il sopioto go lipru dogo sosia te endogo siate in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the word of the Lord help us to see certain things this morning. We are praying for open heaven with persistency. Open heaven by remaining persistent in the Spirit. Open heaven by pressing until God opened the heaven for us, because we persist, because we are desperate in need of God to open the heaven for us. Who will be persistent together with me this morning as we come into the presence of the Holy God? God's word begins to speak in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 62. The Lord spoke in verse number 1. It said, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. Because of Zion, I will not hold my peace. And who is Zion? Zion are the people of God. Zion is the church of the living God. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. That is, I will not keep silent. I will not rest. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamb that burneth. And God begins to speak thus. because of Zion. Isaiah said, my mouth will not be shut. I cannot hold my tongue until our righteousness blazes down like the sun and our salvation flames up like a torch. There must be something that God has spoken to the prophet about. There must be something that the prophet had seen, that the prophet had known, that set his expectation. And he said, I will not keep quiet. I will not give up. Until our salvation flames up like a torch. Foreign countries will see your righteousness and what leads your glory. You'll get a brand new name straight from the mouth of the Lord. You'll be stunning crown in the palm of God's hand, a jewel gold cup held high in the hand of your God. No more will anyone call you rejected. And your country will no more be called ruined. You'll be called Ephesus, that is my delight. And your land will be married. Because Zion has been desolated. Zion has been abandoned. Beloved, but he said, I will not stop praying. I will not keep quiet until I see God restore Zion again. Until I see that Zion is yours with our God. Until I see that Zion releases themselves from the yoke of idolatry. And until I see that Zion has glued herself unto our God. It said, because God delights in you, and your land will be like a wedding celebration. For as a young man marries his virgin bride, so your builder marries you. And as a bridegroom is happy in his bride, so your God is happy with you. Because Zion has walked away from God. Zion has gone to do her own things. Zion has started to bow to other God. But the prophet said, no, it was not meant to be so at the beginning. And beloved, the prophet begins to say, I've posted, prophetically speaking now, watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. Men that day and night, they keep at it, praying, calling out, reminding God to remember. They are to give him no peace until he does what he said, until he makes Jerusalem famous as the city of praise. He said the watchmen are to continue because Zion has deviated from God. The heaven over Zion has become closed. There was no rain, there was no grain. Beloved, and he begins to speak on. He said, God has taken a solemn oath and oath in midst of him. Never again will I open your grain filled barns to your enemies to lose and to eat. Never again will foreigners drink the wine that you worked so hard to produce. The farmers will all grow the food. We eat the food and praise God for it. And those who make the wine will drink the wine in my holy courtyard. Walk out of the gates. Get going. Get the road ready for the people. Build the highway. Get at it. Clear the debris. Hoist high a flag. A signal to all people. Yes, God has broadcast to all the world. Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your Savior course, ready to do what he said he'll do, prepared to complete what he promised. Zion will be called newness, only people God redeemed, sought out a city that is not forsaken. Why would Isaiah said, I refuse to relent, I refuse to be quiet, I refuse to give up, because there was a promise that was made unto Zion, and Zion was void of the fulfillment of the promise because something has gone wrong with Zion. Zion has deviated from God. Therefore, what Zion has labored for become food for other nations. What Zion knew was no longer the blessing, but Zion knew hardship. Zion, beloved, and Jerusalem has become a desolated place. They know abandonment. Beloved, God has forsaken them. God forsook them. Other nations called them the rejected of the Lord when they were the accepted. Zion has been wasted. They were ruined by their enemies. Zion, that God promised, call upon me, I will answer you. Zion was denied of answer. Zion, that was once famous, has lost its relevance. Zion, no hardship. Because the land that was meant to yield its increase was not yielding its increase, because the heaven has become like brass, there was no rain. Zion, beloved, has been a desolated place. The city of the Lord has been abandoned. It has been brought to ruin. When it is time for harvest, Zion gathered emptiness. Why? Because something went wrong in Zion. Heaven was closed. When you read the word of God, you will know what it means. For Zion to be in this state, and beloved, so there was no blessing. God promised to our fathers Abraham, as we saw yesterday, blessing. Jesus came, so that that blessing can be restored back to us, but there was something that Jesus did for the blessing to return. And there was an experience that Jesus had because the heaven was open. What was the issue with Zion? What was Zion experiencing? The word of the Lord tell us in Deuteronomy chapter number 28. It says, and the heaven, verse 23, and the heaven that is over the earth shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. When the heaven is brass, there was no rain. And what does it mean? It said, given the heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, giving no rain and blocking all prayers. No rain when the heaven is closed. No rain. And no answers to prayers. Activities was going on. It said the earth which is under you is iron, heaven of brass. Earth of iron. What does it mean? It means that sowing becomes an issue. It is hard to sow. Why is it hard to sow? Because you know when the heaven and the earth is compared to an iron, it means plowing and breaking that ground which is needed in order for the ground to be able to receive the seed. If it is so hard, if plowing is hard, seeding will be difficult. And it means that it takes so much time to plow the ground and to actually plant on the ground. And beloved, Eve, plowing is easy and seeding, plowing is hard and seeding, planting of seed is hard, beloved, and there is no rain even upon the earth. The earth will be choking the seed and it will be difficult for the earth to yield its increase. Why? I saw a vision yesterday. The Lord showed me an individual, a personality, and I saw that because this individual, I pray that the fellow is on this altar, I'm responsible to a number of people this morning. Beloved, but I see the individual just, beloved, it is like toiling and working so hard and looking for a way out, but yet there was no way. Because the heaven was closed. Why? He said, the earth is like iron, make it hard to sow, hard to plow. Hard to plow, making it hard for the land to yield its increase. There was nothing to show for the hard work. If this were to be the only job that the individual does as a farmer, then there is no result. Beloved, this is a farming scenario. This is an impact on business. your lamp out there and dust. Rain has become like snow. It becomes a powder. It becomes as dust. And from heaven it will come down on you until you are destroyed. Beloved, what is being destroyed? When there was no rain, beloved, what was coming, beloved, was like snow. Beloved, in the winter, that is not when will you plant your seed. Because the snow is different to the rain. And so when God says this, is helping us to know that whenever the heaven is closed, there is problem. There could be an impact on business. It could impact life. Isaiah 62 said it has an impact on nation. The nation that has the promise of God, they will become personalities that were struggling, personality that their land refused to yield its increase. They have become a desolated place, a rejected place, a place where everybody forsook, a place where it was meant to be an acceptable place, become a place where men run away from. There's something the Lord is teaching us. And Isaiah 62, Isaiah said, I know the promise. I cannot keep quiet. I will not give up until God performs his word that he has given concerning Israel, concerning Zion, concerning God's people. He said, I will not keep quiet until there is restoration again. Of Zion to his maker, or to a maker, I will not keep quiet until Zion become married to a God. Until Zion forsook every other God that Zion has been married to. Unto Zion, repent, and Zion came out of these causes, because Deuteronomy 8:23, this is a cause that God placed upon people that disobey him. So it was not left to chance. Because it was the opposite of the blessing of God that God has promised Zion. The word of the Lord says, in verse number 8 of the same Deuteronomy chapter number 28. This was the original promise of God. What did the word of the Lord say? God says the Lord will bless you with good crops. fruitful and prosper everything. You do when you arrive in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So there was blessing. The Lord will bless you with good crops. Your cattle will not be sick. It will bless with health. Healthy cattle. The Lord will prosper everything that you do, regardless of it, of what it is. He said, I will make you to achieve your intended result. God blesses you. In everything that you do, that was the commitment of the Most High God towards His people. When there is blessing of God in everything that is done, it means that there is ability to achieve results in anything. Even if you are selling stone, you will still get results. The Lord will bless you in everything that you do when you arrive in the land your God has given you. It will change you into a holy people dedicated to Himself. God establishing His people. That was the promise. Especially those who gave themselves to Him in their land. He said this is what He has promised to do. If only you will only obey Him and walk in His ways, all the nations of the world shall see that you belong to the Lord, and they will stand in awe. The Lord will give you abundance of good. Abundance of everything that is good. There don't no shortage. Just as He promised many children, many cattle, and abundance of crops, so in their biological life, in their businesses, and beloved God said, I will make you to have plenty. There is no shortage. They are productive in life and productive in business. And God told us the secret. And how is this done? For He will open to you His treasure, His treasury of rain in the heavens, to give you fine crops every season. God opened His heaven and caused rain to fall. He said it will bless everything you do, and you shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow from them, if you will listen and obey the commandments of the Lord. So what we see in verses 8 to 11, beloved, it is what happens when the heaven is not shut. When the heaven is not shut and the heaven is open, beloved, there is the blessing of the Lord. There is fruitfulness. Beloved, God will cause men who have separated themselves unto the living God to enjoy the work of their hands, and all things shall be well with them. So it was not that God is unaware of what could happen. Beloved, because there was hardship, there was toiling, their land was not producing. Those are the reasons why we can at some point become a borrower rather than becoming a lender. And God is saying that was not the original intention. But you see that Zion had experienced hardship. Zion had known toiling. Zion's land has not been productive because simply there was a closed heaven. Nothing was working as it should because something had gone wrong in Zion. So Isaiah knew that in order for the land to yield, in order for peace to happen as it were, what did Isaiah have to do? Isaiah said, I will give God no rest. I will not allow God to rest until something happens, until God made Jerusalem a place of praise in the earth. Beloved, so when Zion realizes that something needs to happen, Zion has to be persistent in a place of prayer like Isaiah did. He said, God has sent watchmen upon Jerusalem, watchmen that knows the promise. They understand the promise and they know the issue at hand. They know that what is being experienced is different to what was promised. So their personality that will refuse to give up and say no, there is no quitting. Until something happens, there is no giving up. Their personality that persists, their personality that knows the disturbance. Beloved, there are great and precious promises made available to us by God. But beloved, we are yet to come into the fullness of its enjoyment because we need to command the heavens to open. We need to praise for the promise. We need to say to God, there is no giving up. It is a year of favor. I need favor now. Lord, arise on my behalf. I am not keeping quiet. The favor of God is needed. What happens when the heaven is open? When the heaven is open, beloved, we saw from this word of God that God blesses his people. When the heaven is open, there is no more hardship. When the heaven is open, there is a free flow from heaven. The outpouring of what is in the treasury of God is released in the onto the earth, and the earth can yield its increase. When the heaven is open, God distinguishes his people among the crowd. God makes a difference between the holy and the profane. When the heaven is open, God gives divine speed. In accomplishing its purpose. But Elijah showed us how to pray for the heaven to open. He kept on in that mountain of the Lord and praying, because he has said, there shall not be rain except by my word. And James begins to tell us what did Elijah did to cause the rain of God to happen again. Beloved, Elijah, the word of the Lord said he was a man subject to same conditions as you and I. He was a and I know that it's not different to me, but the same man. He was an human being just like we are. He prayed earnestly, so to keep the heavens open, there is a need for earnestness in a place of prayer. That is what I believe God for over this weekend. Elijah was a human being, subject to human feelings, experiencing human things, natural things like you and I. It was not a ghost. He has the zeal that human beings has, face the conditions that human beings faces. Beloved, he has emotion. He has a soul. He lives in a body just like you and I. The word of the Lord said, he was a human being. But Elijah, he prayed fervently. He prayed earnestly. Beloved, what Elijah was doing exactly what Isaiah said, that the watchmen over the city of Jerusalem will do. He prayed. The word of the Lord said he prayed earnestly that it would not be rain. When the people were distracted, they were distracted, they followed after another God. So you saw that what closes the heavens, beloved, is can be deviated from God's word. That is what the cause of closed heaven, heaven of bronze, heart of iron is like. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, we rise up in your presence on behalf of every prevailer, on behalf of those that you are bringing to the summit. Lord, begin to unravel and expose every area of life where we have torn ourselves to idols, where we have followed the idol of man, idol of ourselves, idol of our job, when we have turned from worshiping God to worship money, to worship fame, to worship anything worshipable apart from our God. Oh God, my Father, expose to us, expose to us, expose to us every form of idolatry, every form of disobedience that caused our heavens to be shut. Lord, expose it by the power that is in the name of Jesus. It's a piatu gasuat, ende gekusoto, ilabiatro, zepetuato, ende gekusoto, ende gekusosiate, ende gekusosiato, endobiatu lagosu. Is a prodege kesusia, is a proto, and the gagagali prusosia, and the gagagale prusosia, and the gaquazo, el labio otuaza, negre kusosia, is a prodege kusoto, is dolia, ike quaza, and the gagagale prusosia. It's a piazza to Zosia, it's a prunoga gotuaza, and a piato, or to Cacasusia, it's a pio, or to Gasusia, and a custosia, il a broto to Zosia, and a custosia, il a piotuaga custosia, and throniga quaza, and a pioto galibrunadoso. Is a portua on the quarter laboso, is a priende de Cassusie, el labioto, on the Cassusia Tagayaco Susie, entre nebosu, uso pro de Cassusia, el labroso no gustosiate, ente custosis asiate, el labogoshate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved brethren, what you and I have to see is that Elijah is part of the people. Elijah knows the promise that God has made unto his people. Elijah saw what God's people were doing, how they have deviated from their God. Elijah was aware of the atrocities that Ahab and Jezebel has committed. They have turned the city of God to become an idolatry city, a city that abhors, a city that tolerates the idol of Baal, the Jezebel of witchcraft, a city that has made an altar to be built in the land where God was meant to be the center of attraction and center of focus. Elijah was interested in the salvation of his people. Elijah was interested in seeing men and women begin to prosper and profit. But he saw that their heart has been taken. They have turned the place to a place, beloved, where they have denied God, the Son God, and God has rejected them. But beloved, they were thinking that Baal was the one that was making it work for them. The man-made God. If you really love your family, this is Christmas. Everybody is celebrating the birth of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Beloved, this is the time that radical prayers has to be prayed. If they were Elijah's people, but Elijah came in 1 Kings chapter number 17 after he has prayed. He prayed in verse number 17 of James. He said he prayed earnestly. Elijah prayed with all of his passion. He prayed with determination. Elijah prayed. Beloved, giving God no rest, took the position that Isaiah chapter number 62 described. It said they prayed and give God no rest. Elijah prayed with everything. Beloved, but for some people, what we thought is that it just appeared. It just appeared in 1 Kings chapter number 17. And he said to Ahab, there will never be rain on you except by my word. Elijah prayed earnestly. What does it mean to pray earnestly? Elijah prayed with all of his passion. He prayed without giving up. He prayed into God. He began to say to God, something has got to take place. Let the heaven be shut so that these people's hearts can be turned unto you. Many times the things that make people to follow after themselves, after their arrogance, after their idolatry, after beloved, after things are not God, is because they are making headway in one way or the other. But if you love your family member, if you are in love with your friends, if you are in love with those who come to church and play church, beloved, we have to pray the prayer of Elijah. If you have said any which way, Lord, whatever must take place for these people to be converted, beloved, let it take place. 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 It's a piazza gasosia. Il a biondi che cusoto. Entro no busa si ato. Lica quaso. It's a brutta gasasie. It's a gasasie. In the mighty name of the in the name of Jesus. He was interested in seeing the nation saved. When he prayed unto God in 1 Kings chapter number 17, he's aware of the consequences of his prayer. Because if rain is not happening, it means everybody suffers. But if your true desire is to see the family members saved, is to see them converted, is to see them turn unto God, if you are interested in God's perspective, that the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not in vain, you will deal with every disobedience. There was an act of disobedience. You can't condone it and see results. The word of the Lord said in James chapter number 5, verse 17, Elijah was a man of like passion just as we are. He was subject to everything that anybody else is subjected to, but he said that it would not rain, and it did not rain of the last 3 years and 3.5 years. Because somebody prayed earnestly. Beloved, I deal with people every day. Sometimes I was telling Pastor Bisola yesterday, I said, I just need somebody to be there in the night that can be the second fellow that I can say I'm praying with. Why? And I listed the reason why. One of the cases that I wanted to take up, which I took up during the day, was a revelation that the Lord gave me. And beloved, I saw like a lift that goes from the bottom of the house, it goes to the top. It reaches the top of the house. And in that house, I can see that even the ceiling opens. And I see activities. I see people that were walking around saying, God, what were they doing? And I see that there was like a revamping in the house. There was a redecoration of the house. And I was saying everybody was sat there, they were getting the work done. I could actually see one of the personalities that was working was somebody that looked like a Pakistani. And beloved, this particular lift is not like the lift that I have ever seen before in my life. This is a lift, beloved, like a slanted lift. I didn't see any seats on it. I didn't see it is something like that just go like a slope. Like when you have a slope that goes, when you go on that lift, it's like a slider. A slider kind of lift. When you go to the Sainsbury's, you have a particular lift that when you are on it, it's not sliding. It's not sliding in that way because it actually has a way of descending and it has a way whereby you go up. But I see a different kind of lift. And I was, God was showing me what was going on that lift. And I saw multitude of people that were walking on that lift. I did not see a single woman. All that the Lord was showing me were people that were busy building. And I see that God is saying something to me I do not understand. And when the work was completed, I see that all these people were be called. At any time, you don't call believe by pressing button. You call believe that goes up, that you see all of those activities on. It is by the spoken word. And I spent some time, I could not, it looked simple, but I was saying to the Lord, what was this? Your love is your storage. The love is the repository of the Most High God. It is a type of repository where he gives access to the angelic host of God and the men that were busy doing the work. If beloved, that is why you see that that Jacob said in the certain place in Genesis 28, he saw the heaven open. He saw the angels ascending and descending. God wants to open the heaven over the individuals. He wants to open the heaven over the church, that we can come to a place where we can access the throne room of God, the repository of God, where the eyes part, where the noses are, where the legs are, where the broken parts of the bodies are, where everything that God knows that you are needed, you need, is available. Where God can give us access to the supernatural. I have seen Genesis 28. I have seen open heaven before. It was coming to this ministry. That was one of the things that the Lord showed me. But I saw it in another light. When you look at the ladder, it has staircases. You take one step and then the other. But God is saying that we are coming into a season where God will supernaturally move us with divine speed. In the same way that you see, even the athlete's lift will move when you're on the lift. It's moved quicker than when you are on the staircase. Accessing the throne of God will be with divine speed when the heaven of God is open. The people deviated from God, and Elijah said that let their heaven be shut. Let their prayer be unanswered. For 3.5 years, heaven was shut over them, but yet they were still unrepentant. The heart of man was hardened. Beloved, it didn't come, I didn't get an understanding until God begins to show me scriptures this morning about what he wanted to do. And I remember talking to somebody yesterday, people that you see in church, but they are mockers of God. And that is why their prayers don't get answered. Because the heart has deviated from the word of the living God. These people were bowing down to man-made God. But I don't know what your friend, what your family member is bowing down to. Whatever our family member is, if they are not born again, we don't love them, they should call us haters. If we are not interested in them being saved, beloved, we do not love them. What did he pray? He said, shut the heaven, no rain. There was no productivity. There was no effectiveness. Beloved, we might have to say to God, shut the heaven. Because when the heaven is shut, it affects the earth. It and the heaven gave rain and the earth produced crops. That was because that season there were planters. They have cattle. They grow seeds. They grow crops. So he said, this is the prayer. Whatsoever needed to happen for my neighbor to turn to the Lord, make it happen. Not any which way, make it happen. The appear to Zazia, Zepri and Doc, to Susiate, Endege, Epia, Atuata, Elabia, Otua, Apio, to Susuza, Esi Itaata, Atuata, Lebongo Susiate. Look at the word of the Lord. He said, dear brothers, if anyone should wander from the truth, that is slipped away from following after God, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, that whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. So what Elijah was doing is that this nation need again to yield unto the Lord. One of the things that we saw when 7-11 happened, or 9-11 happened, was that America turned to God. In all nations, the churches were filled up. Everyone was going after God. If that is what it's going to take for our nation to turn their back unto the mouth, to turn towards God and turn away from iniquity, whatever must take place, Lord, let it take place now. Whatever needed to happen, let it happen. Let it happen. Beloved, because as we come into the new year, you will see certain things begin to happen. I was talking with Pastor Dero, the Lord opened my eyes, and I saw that there are incidents and events that will take place on the face of the earth. As we come into 2016, I see certain emergencies begin to take place, because I see that people begin to put on what is required to secure, to see safety of life, and to rescue men in different places. Beloved, because we have deviated from following God. We were talking about next year. And the Lord opened my eyes in the conversation. So why don't we agree with God? If our nation turn back to God, we will save ourselves from anything that is contrary, that can shut our heaven. But beloved, if that is what it's going to take for nations to yield back unto God, we need, beloved, to see the move of God. And God is saying, I need a people that will lift
but they are holding back anyone around me, anyone that I meet on the way that need to turn to God by convenience, because they are comfortable, because everything is hunky-dory for them. Whatever needs to happen for men to be saved in the nation, around the earth, in my community, among my friends, even in the church, we see crowd in the church. Men and women, beloved, that they don't say yes to Jesus. In Labia or Tugazaate, there were crowd being baptized by John the Baptist. Upon only Jesus did the heaven open. You have said to the Lord, whatsoever needs to take place, Lord, that we cause the church of the living God to be a center of your presence, a center stage of your power, where the heart of man is drawn to the heart of God. Let it take place, Lord. It's the piazza of us here. It's the brutazo. Ila bi altro, lo cusuzia, endega cusote, endega apioto, zosi ike quasa, ziato lomoso. Beloved, so First Kings chapter 17 told us that indeed he said what he said. So they lived. I saw that when the work was finished, the lift was shut. Beloved, the particular place in the heavens was closed. And I saw that those men that I saw were the angelic host of God. When the heaven is going to open, the lift moves so with speed. And they came to deliver Elijah, 1 Kings 17, and said, a man from Tishbite in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will neither be rain nor dew in the next few years except at my word. So they lift to the treasury place of God, where the rainfall is controlled by the mouth. It's controlled by a man that knows how to pray. The word of the Lord said, for this reason, men always ought to pray and not to faint. Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 18, God's word said, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Nicosia, in Labioto, and through Nagaso, and so beyond Nagaso, in Sopoto, and Degekusotia, in Labiatru Nonogususiate, and Degekustosia, in Labrosusia, and Degekustososiate, and Degekesusia, and Degekelibrusosia, in Sopo Otuata, and Degekelibrusosia, in Doga Apioto, and Susiatu Asosia, and Degekesusia, in Labion Frunonosto, si Ikequata, and Degekusoto, in Labion Frunonosia, in Labrosusia, Asuso Pronenga, in Labosusia. Is it not enough that we see what is going on around us? The EU meeting, Germany said that they have to relocate 120,000 people to other parts of EU. Everybody wants to tighten their border. Security become a thing. Beloved, one of the countries that I will not mention the name, beloved, they already know these are things that the Lord has spoken many years ago. The reason why we started the church in the house is that the Lord told me that a season will happen that the Christian gathering in physical place is going to be challenged, is going to be under monitor and under watch. And he told me many years ago, and I shared with people, I was not interested in doing anything, but I was just saying this is what the Lord showed me. And I see even the people that I respect, when I give the template of my vision, they will ask me twice, they will ask me three times. I have not even started a drop of it. Because if I share my vision with you, what the Lord is telling of what he gave me, and then you are asking me, I should send it again. I send it twice, three times they are asking me. And I see that, beloved, there are certain things that it's going to unravel that I think I have seen them. Actually, some of the people, a few people that don't call me and say, oh, you said also ask you for your vision. But they are trying to do this. Hey, is this okay? Let them do it. The death of that work is on the inside of me. Let everybody run. As long as the kingdom of God is being built. When it was yet to take place, and nations now, look, rallies are prepared. Everything are prepared. And people showed up on the face of nations. And you wonder, how did one tell another? Because they took advantage of technology to spread wickedness and hostility and create men and mess and recruit people from the underworld to affect and to afflict our nation. And God gave a directive. He sent the church to the home because the church does not have to beat the home your own front. It's where you manifest what you are taught in church. Going to church every day and you cannot live by the word is a waste. Beloved, more and more is that they should be saved. It's not for them. It's not that Elijah was interested in their suffering. Elijah wants their heart to be converted to God. And God was ensuring that Elijah did not run out. So any believer that is mindful of the kingdom agenda, in this time you will not suffer any lack of anything. First Kings chapter 17. God took care of Elijah. He was taking care of him supernaturally. He sent Jordan River. He sent God to the brook of Cherith. In the same place where that brook enters the Jordan River, he sent drink from the brook. Elijah was the only one that knows where the brook is in the time when there was no rain. And one man drank from that brook, and even when it was almost finishing, God said, look, I have made another provision for you. So Elijah was under open heaven. There was no shortage of supply. There was no shortage of bread. There was no shortage of water. God was supernaturally taking care of him. So when your heaven is open, you will not be short of supply. You will have abundance of supply. In the same way that there was an abundance of physical supply, there was a spiritual flow, because it was hearing God, because it was by hearing God that God begins to give direction where to go. When your heaven is open, you have direction. When your heaven is open, divine instruction come to you. When your heaven is open, you have access to the source of supply. God was doing miracle because his heaven was open. How have you ever known that a rebel will feed a person? He said, live here, turn eastward and hide in the Kerith Raven, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed ravens, to supply you with food there. Beloved, when you have your heaven open, beloved, the ravens, they are the instrument of God that he provided to supply what was needed when it was needed. Why don't you say to the Lord, but for us as a commissioner, for yourself, but for the leaders, the workers of this commission, Lord, let our heavens be open. Let there be an overflow, an outpouring of your great grace. Let our heavens be open. Let there be a release of the spiritual blessing. Let there be a flow of the abundant supply of God. It's a piece that associates. Jesus said that I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. To have abundant life, the supply of life, it takes the heavens to be open. Even upon the giver of life, the heaven was open. Why don't you share to the Lord? Lord, at this summit, let the heaven be open. Let the word come from the throne room of God for every soul that is present. It's a piato. Mekwaza, ilabakusto zosia, isha protodosa, isha. soprato, ende ge custoso, il soprato, ende ge ge custoso si, il soprande ge ge custosi ata, il labroso si ate, ende ge ge custoso, il soprande ge gaso, il soppiata ge gozo, ende ge ge custoso si. Isopia atuga zotie ila proto gogosiate meke kwaza ila breto entre ne megezo siate ende gegege libru zotie eso proto ende gege kusto zotia ila prioto gogosia eso proto zotiate ila biato gogosiate e shadow. Let my heaven be open. Li akukutosia sana prosu zote. Ende gegege libru zosia. Ende gegege libru zosie. Esu ato onde gege kwaza. Ende gekusotia. Isa proto zosiate. Ende gekusto zosie. Ela bio otua. Ende gekusto zosie. Ende gege kusto zosia. Il labroso, il che custo zosa, il stoli che quasa, ende che costiate, entro una casa, ende che custosi, sapionde che custo zosia, il labroso, il labecrosi, paato, ende che custo zosia, il labioso zosi zasiato, e supriandonga che custo zosie, ende che Jesusia la prosisa ate, ende che Jesusia il labroso gosisate, ende che custoso siate, il labogoso sia. I troubled and agitated myself when I was said to the Lord, who is that Pakistani? Who are all of these people? And then I see all of those people that beloved were walking, that they were walking with the lift. I see all men stand before me. They were men from different nations. They wear colors of people from different places. There were no men, they were the angelic host of God that is waiting on the church to say, bid me to go because I am ready to serve by the command of the Lord. When the heaven is open, they will pay attention. Beloved, Zechariah chapter number 12. God began to speak. It talks about the potential issue in Judah and Jerusalem. But God said in verse number 7, Zechariah chapter number 12, he said, the Lord also will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem will not be magnified above Judah. In that day, the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the one who is feeble among them in that day will be like David. And you know that David was a man that never lost any battle. He said that the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord before them. And in that day, I was said about to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Every nation that chooses to attack the city of God, the beloved or a believer, God said, I will set about to destroy them. A minimum of few shuffle. God of heaven says, but beloved, because we have not understood certain things, it was Jerusalem that was affected. Look at everybody fighting Israel now. Beloved, they waste many lives. spirit of grace and of supplication that is of prayer, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. In that day there will be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning of Adadrimon in the plain of Megiddo. Beloved, because men will turn back unto their God, beloved, when they see the hand of the Lord over the nation, beloved, he said, the land will mourn every family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself and their wives, by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself and their wives by themselves. Nathan was a prophet. And I don't see any other time than this time that God is calling us. He said, the family of the house of the Levi itself and their wives by themselves, the family of the Shemites by itself and their wives by themselves, cutting across every gift and every grace, from the king to the prophet to the priest. He said, I will pour out the spirit of grace, the divine grace, to be able to stand in a place of prayer. So that we can keep our heaven up. Is that now the time? This is the time. Beloved, so we see that Jesus demonstrated that in the book of Matthew chapter number 3. Among the crowd, the spirit of grace and supplication came upon him. He got the heaven open. God distinguished him among the crowd. Why don't we say to the Lord, God, my Father, Lord, pour out upon my life the spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession, Lord, to keep my heaven open. Lord, release, let the spirit of grace, let the spirit of supplication come upon us at the summit. Let us rid ourselves of every spirit of complacency, every spirit of familiarity with grace, every spirit that takes advantage of the presence of God, that abuses. You are saying, Lord, you don't let me be one of them. Let the spirit of grace come upon me. Let the spirit of grace and supplication, let it come upon me. Let my heaven be open. It's a piato on through the earth. And dega a piato to the earth. And through the illa becusto to the earth. And dega kesusia illa bocosotie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I spoke to somebody yesterday and I said, my heart just got to you. It's almost midnight now, but I just finished ministering to some people and my heart just went to you. And the person was sent to me and I said, I have not even broken my fast and I don't want to miss being able to reach you. I don't feel that I should procrastinate. I said, I will do it tomorrow. I said, God knows how to do it now. And the person was saying to me, he said, Pastor, I am so glad you called me. I'm so glad that you called me, because this is what was going on right now. I am so glad you called me. When, beloved, when your heaven is open, God will direct you as appropriate to the right places and to the right people at the right time. My fear, and I tell you my fear is that the word of the Lord remains completely true. And it means that everyone must put their house in order. Beloved, when you are used to God, you miss your moments. You refuse I can see. I never know. People have talked to me on this world, but I have never gone into the world to see it like this before. I see that there is a lot that God is making a demand of in my life. And you know, I know, as I said, God will give you the Holy Spirit is in you that can enable you and empower you, because God will not put a demand on you that He knows you cannot fulfill. So He's not calling us to have our heaven open by praying always and asking us, beloved, to do what He has not given us the capacity to do. So the Holy Spirit is our enabler. Romans 8:26 is the one that prayed to us according to the will of God. It bypasses our human limitation, our human inability. Beloved, of Jude 1:20, we see it now in the last couple of weeks, is the one that gives us the capacity, the desire to walk according to the word of God, is the one that gives us, beloved, capacity like a man, like an Elijah that was praying. And when he eats it, he went and told them there cannot be any rain, I said by my word. And beloved, when he has to bring the rain again, he prayed again. And you saw the time that was no rain, he was moving as a free man. The rebel fed him. God said, go to the widow of Zarephath. Beloved, he was an instrument in the hand of the Lord to bring miracle. If the people in the city have no rain, there is major problem for the widow. A widow who has no husband, so he has no means of survival. God went to go and look at the one that has no ability for sustaining in herself and her children. He said, go to that house because you will work a miracle there. Go there. He located that woman. And the rest that we saw in that 1 Kings 17 is that woman has abundant supply. Everything that you see in Elijah was that it was directed. Because prayer keeps his heaven open. When others are running helter skelter, he knows what to do. Why don't you say to the Lord, Lord, I do not want to get familiar with your grace of supplication and intercession. Keep my heaven open. Lord, give me divine instruction, divine direction. Lord, at the summit, keep our heaven open. Lord, rid us of every form of familiarity. Lord, deliver us from every form of strange evil, the abuse of grace. El abuso de sociedad, intruso, the intranabaga. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I sat back, and when I finished with that woman, I wonder why I would have called her at the middle of the night, and I see that what she was standing on in her own home is standing for the kingdom of God. She stood to defend God's kingdom, and it looked as if everything was breaking loose. And God has to tell me when I was meant to go and quickly eat something before the midnight comes. He said, go and call that fellow. And I make that call, and beloved, the individual that would have been discouraged was encouraged, because it doesn't add up. And I look at the specific calls that are made to that individual. They are and then something for yourself and your son. The woman said, because Elijah said that, he said, if you do that, you will set yourself up to have plenty in the time of famine. When there was no rain, you will not run out. When others are going ballistic, you will have sufficient in all that you need to take care of you in the time of famine. This is a woman that said, there was no bread, only a little bit of flour and a little olive oil is remaining in a jug. And I just want to go. I am getting myself ready. I want to die happy. At least enjoy what I have. When people are given the sentence of death, many times they want to use what they have. They want to spend what they have. They want to see that their last moment was joyful. She was preparing herself for death, but God said, you will not die, because when there is a closed heaven, death is inevitable. And God spoke her obedience to the, it's not just what he did, what she did, it's the disposition of that woman's heart towards God. He said, believe in the Lord your God, you will be established. Believe in his prophet, you shall prosper. He cast his heaven open, even by his giving. And you are saying to me, Pastor, what do you mean? The word of the Lord begins to speak in the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter number 3. God does not break his word. The word of the Lord says, in verse 6, I, the Lord, do not change, so you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how have we robbed you in tithes and in offerings? You are under a curse, your own nation, because you are robbing me. And what is that curse? It's a closed heaven. It said that. Then it begins to say, bring the old tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and then test me. This says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. What you have to see is that that woman said, what is remaining? He said, give a tithe of it. Give me forth and give to your children, to yourself and to your son. And beloved, he said, God will cause his abundant supply to manifest in your life. And beloved, is that not what took place? In the time of famine, that woman had abundance to eat. In the time when there was nothing else for other men, God took care of him. God said, I will prevent pests and devouring crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. I remembered when my account advertising from, it is me personally. He said it's not my business that's not God. I said, God, create the business for me. I have to use wisdom. And one at the end of 1 year, I just said, this woman has to go. You cannot be my cancer that be making me afraid. It will cause different loss to me. He wanted to shut my heaven. She did not know that it was God that gave me that job. He gave me the strength. He created the business in the first place. And I just let her go because other people might be comfortable with her, but I am not. She can help you to save your money, but she's helping you to create problems that you cannot solve. And then I understand, talk with other people, and realize that what she was saying was not right. I can give money as a business to charity. I can justify why I'm doing what I'm doing. But she was terrorizing me. You are taking money from me and then you are terrorizing me. Why don't you say that the money that you are getting from me is too much and it's not right for me to give it to you? Beloved, God says the heaven will be open. He's still talking about the windows of heaven open. So if heaven is open, whether windows or doors, any which way, is that there is an outpouring of God's blessings that is deniable to the people that are unfaithful. So unfaithfulness is an enemy. Beloved, it means that when the heaven is shut, the devourer can devour, things can eat up the harvest suddenly that one is expected. So it is gathering an harvest and gathering it into the basket. And that is why we are going to say to the Lord, because there are different ways that we are provoked, certain things that are happening to us. And that is why we are saying, Lord, as the people come to the summit, let the spirit of grace and supplication come upon us, that every man begin to see where they have goofed, where there are things that we have done that is contrary to God, that shut our heaven in the mighty name of Jesus, and give the supernatural grace to see a change in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a piato. Endegekusosia. It's a prutoso. Endegekelibrusosia. Endegapakuasa. Endegekelibrusosia. Beloved, so we saw that in 1 Kings chapter number 17. The woman went and did as Elijah told her in verse 15. And beloved, so there was food every day. Beloved, every day there was food for Elijah and for the woman and her family. She was not there when God said, I have raised a widow in Zarephath to take care of you. If God said it wouldn't, God, is God not aware that the widow has just a little flour left? Or is he not aware that he has a little oil left? It means that what that woman had, it needs every supply in order for it to sustain her. That is why she said she was ready to die. Beloved, Elijah has seen the supernatural provision of God because his heaven was open and he knows what it means. So this woman came into the open heaven that was upon the life of Elijah, and there was a supernatural supply that nothing ran dry in her hand. Before the famine ended, she had everything. Beloved, when the enemy struck her house and struck her son with infirmity, there was a solution. Beloved, I have come to realize it doesn't matter how your trouble is, it's hard. Your tithes and your offering can speak before God on your behalf. Beloved, what she did spoke. The Bible says that sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became God, let this boy's life return to him. Beloved, because what she did to activate the open heaven spoke on his behalf. And the Lord heard Elijah's cry and the boy's life returned to him. And he led Elijah, picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house. He gave him to his mother and said, look, your son is alive. And the woman said, now I know that you are a servant of God. And that the word of the Lord from your mouth is truth. Beloved, but many times, pastors have suffered. We have almost cried and break ourselves down because you are praying for disobedient people and there was no result. And you are wondering, Lord, what have I done? You didn't do anything, my friend. You have not done a thing. God's principle cannot be broken. He said, I will honor those who honor me. I don't want to pray stupid prayers anymore. I want to know that people are aligned with God and their heaven is open. Elijah could not help that woman. He knows that it was a widow, but he knows what the word of the Lord says. Until that woman lined up with God, nothing changes in our life. Beloved, I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, show me mercy. Let my heaven be open. Lord, show every soul in the prevalence church mercy and let their heaven open. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's a piazza against the art. And through the doors, the art of the bagazo. And the custodia. In love of the sotie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I remember sometimes last year somebody called me and said, Pastor Ellen, I put £500 into your account, but I really don't feel like I didn't beg you. And I said, you better give me your account number and let me go and give you your money because there's no reward in it. Don't waste your money. It doesn't attract any blessing. If I take it and I smile, I've just hurt you because you don't feel like, and I did not ask you. I said, give me your account number so that I can go and put it back. It is a mistake. You just put it in my account by mistake. Beloved, many of us have taken steps that changed our life forever. But we didn't know that God is at work. This woman does not know what was ahead of her. She was not aware that anything could have happened to her son at some point in time. And beloved, a step of obedience in the direction of God's word kept her heaven open. And there was an elimination of that disease. I spoke with Pastor Yemi a few days ago, who is going to have a 68th birthday. She would have come to the summit this time because this is the weekend of her 68th birthday. mercy, your kindness is going to begin to speak to you. It is not just in money, in service, in your love towards the saints, in your commitment to God's kingdom. Beloved, in what you do for the Lord, you have the right. They said she cannot ask by herself, but God, on the basis of her offering, on the basis of her service, on the basis of what the Spirit of Jesus in her has made her to do. We've already prepared her. God to put her in the mug. Will you do something, Lord? And they asked Peter. They told Peter. Beloved, heaven was open and Peter rose and called that lady and she came back to life. That woman, Pastor Yemi, that she had cancer, and the scheduled ministration arrangement, she still went and do it. And she stood on her feet for about 4 hours, according to her. And by the time she was finished ministration, she was like, almost, I don't know what to say. And she didn't know that in that audience are many people that were going through trouble and trials, almost similar to us. And when she finished, she said, I have just been diagnosed of this disease. When somebody else gets diagnosed with that kind of disease or that trouble, all hell breaks loose. Everything shut down. Everything gets abandoned. The priorities change. But she said, I am committed to what God has called me to do. She told me, because I need to travel first. So, coming back from that travel was when somebody told me, and I don't know anything, a personality that we've never known, because she kept her own heaven open by her commitment in service unto God. I'm sure Brother Pedro was aware on that day when I was going middle of the night, just coming from Luton or wherever I went to. I was dead tired. You can imagine finishing the summit. On the Sunday of the summit, finishing the service, and heading to Luton, from Luton heading to another place to go and see somebody. I don't want to go, but God said to go, and God told me, I will heal that woman. There is absolutely no seed that you sow in God, in your service, in your commitment, that you cannot say, God, will you remember when your attitude is right? When you are sowing with understanding, when your commitment to God is not because you want recognition, it's just because you want the kingdom of God to advance. It can speak for you, beloved. It will speak for you. Beloved, even when you cannot call, heaven will see to it that somebody make noise about your life. That is why I'm assured, by the grace and the mercy of God, no matter how hard the enemy throw any blow, it cannot prevail over my life, because I have no hidden agenda of my own. I want to see the kingdom of God advance. I want to see souls saved. I want to see men and women living according to the principle of the word of God. So I know that there will always be a rescue, a bailout, an answer. There will always be a deliverance. There will always be the manifestation of great grace for greater glory. That is why you are sent to the Lord. Somebody needs to change. Change your ways, beloved. Because
sotia. Galatians chapter number 6. I came across ministers. I remembered so many years ago, I was doing business, and you know, when I go out on my business trip, the first people I talk that I think about is what is good for my pastors. But they came to that is my pattern of living. I thank God for my family. And I don't take you for granted, people, if you are on this altar this morning. The kingdom agenda come forth in my life. And I remembered, and on that particular season, there are some things going on. And I see a man of God that I was a blessing to. And the person, beloved, the things that I cannot even, I can't afford it for myself. It's not that I can't afford it, but I will not think of doing such things for myself. It doesn't cross my mind. I see the individual told me, was saying, if you buy a Rolls Royce, I'm going to drive it. Messing up. I was saying certain things. My heart fear. And then the Lord spoke to me. Was it him you gave or you gave to God? Let him trivialize it. Let him rubbish it. It doesn't matter. And I said to myself, I will never stop giving. Regardless of how you treated me. My giving has bailed me out of a lot of trouble in my life. When I do not know what to do, even if I don't eat and the kingdom business has to be done, if I cannot take care of my family and the church has to meet their responsibilities, beloved, I'm going ahead to do it because I located God that He never fails. He comes first in every area. The word of the Lord said, the one who is taught, God's word is to share all good things with one who teaches it. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. I understand doing a itinerant ministry, and I come back. I will say, you have to take permission from my pastor first. I will come back from my itinerant ministry with my offering, and I will give all my offering to my pastor. I've only spent $50 out of my itinerant, out of whatever I was given in my life. And I remember my pastor called me and said, why are you doing this? I said, that is what God wants me to do. As long as I'm under this house, you are the one that God used to prepare me so that I can take the world to different places on the parts of the earth. Do you think I was crazy? And over time, the individual will be saying, I will hear news that is saying, that girl is preaching like me. There's something about that person. Beloved, so when you see your service and everything that you do, and it's not to the flesh,
Some people might think, Pastor Ellen, is about money. Beloved, forget it. Every need in this commission, God has sustained us and will continue to sustain us. But this is the open heaven that God said, I need to talk about this money. And beloved, for you, it could just be going to your neighbor's house and say, bring your dirty clothes. You don't have a washing machine, but I have one. It is just for me to put these clothes in the washing machine and get them washed. And beloved, and you keep your heaven open by that gesture of kindness, because that is the spirit of Jesus, that is the spirit of love. Why don't you say to the Lord, show me, I don't know who I need to show favor to. Beloved, Saul has done wickedness and wickedly to David. But David said, is there anybody else left in the house of Saul that I might show him favor? Of because of Jonathan's sake, what he was doing, he was keeping the heaven over his government open. Over his assignment, over his kingdom open. Beloved, I want you to say to the Lord, show me whatever step I need to take to keep my heaven open. Lord, show me whatever ways I need to follow to keep my heaven open. Lord, show me what else I need to do to see my heaven open for life. In la bio otu gasi ato, in ke kusto zosi ato, en trusa sapioto, en dege kustoso, en dege ke kustosia, in la bio otu, zosi antro domoso, en dege kustoso, in la bio otu nasi zate, en dege ke zosi ato, en tru no go zosi ato, en dra li babuku zosia, en dege ke zoato, en dege ke kustoso, en dagaba, on tru no go zosi ate, en dege ke zoate, en tru no guzu zosie, en dege ke kustoso, en dagaba kustosi ate. Lord, unravel to me the mystery and the secret that will keep my heaven open for life. Let epica to us of the art. Endege custoso. Endege casosia. Illa pioto. Osso piato. Endege che libro sosia. Endege che libro sosia. Endege che custoso sia. Illa pioto no sosia. Entro no boso. Endege che sosiato. Endege che libro sosia. Endege custoso. Endege casatia. Illa pio o sosi ate. Endege che custoso sia. Endege consociata. Entro ne ba custoso sia. Issa pio togo li casa ate. Endege busto si ate. Beloved, what can a widow woman do? She saw her son sick and continued to be sick until that boy died. Can she buy healing? Can she buy recovery? Can she buy the only thing, buy something to keep the only person that was left to him alive? There is no amount of money that she has that can pay for her life. It was impossible. But she didn't know that the seed can take care of spiritual and even natural things. God recovered back the life of her son to her because not only was she walking in abundance, even he said, Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Even the seed that was from her loins, the baby that she had, also was a beneficial of the step that she took. I want you to know. let every seed that has sown in righteousness, Lord, begin to open the heaven of God over my family, over those that are connected to me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a piazza of the earth, it's rossociata, it's a piazza of the gaso, it's a petro nodo, it's a blenda sociate, it's tula plena quasa, it's tele blenda custo socie, it's a protu gagasiate, and the gagasusia, it's a piazza of the gusoto, il aprete de custoso sia, il soprotoso, il abeque quasa. Beloved God will speak unto Cornelius. He said, your prayer and your offering has come as a memorial unto me. Beloved, many times we enjoy doing one above the other or doing one and not the other at all. He said, your prayer and your offering, the offering of yourself, the offering of your sustenance, the offering of your life, is that I have come to bring you answers. If ever was open, as number 10, you will see the story of Cornelius. And God said, your prayer has been answered, and your hands have been remembered before God. Therefore, go to Joppa, in the same place where Dorcas, where Peter asked about the situation of Dorcas, he said, go to Joppa, get Simon, who is also called Peter, to come. He is staying at the house of Simon the Tanner, by the sea. He said, let him come. And beloved, that was an unqualified man. He was a gentle. What he did not qualify to have is prayer and his offering, because they are the key that opens the heaven. Your heaven open through prayer and fasting. Your heaven will open in your worship for God in having the presence of his people. When your praise goes up, God comes down. Beloved, God will open your heaven if you sanctify the Lord always in your heart. God will open your heaven if you are a sacrificial giver. God will open your heaven if you walk in obedience to the word of the Lord. It is not cheap if you raise the benefit that you will derive under open heaven in comparison with the damage that happens when the heaven is shut. You will do everything to see that your heaven is open. Daniel prayed unto the Lord. He prayed fervently, prayed consistently. In Daniel chapter number 10, the angel came to him and said, Daniel, do not be afraid. Since the very first day that you set your mind to get understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. So our fasting and prayers is pureness of seeking to make this right with God, cause this heaven to be open. I want you to say, this is the time that we are waiting on the Lord. Beloved, so God telling us that our heavens must be open is not playing game with us. It is now, it is required, it is mandated. If you are doing this season according to the word of the Lord, and you are faithful, and you are doing it with sincerity and with fervency of the Spirit, your heaven shall be open. That is why you are saying to the Lord, my Father, open my heaven, open my heaven, open my heaven, open my heaven. It's up here across the earth. And Lord, as we seek your faith, other men can call you crazy. Other people might think that you're a time waster. You fasted in December, you'll be fasting again in January. But when your heaven is open, beloved, they are the same man that will come and acknowledge that you have not wasted your life, neither have you wasted your season. Beloved, you can deal with the disaster program into the future, even when your heaven is open, because they shall not come near you. Even when the enemy come against you, even when they will flee before you. Lord. So when heaven was opened concerning Cornelius, there was salvation in his house. His family member was beloved. They became saved. Beloved, his heaven opened. He enjoyed favor. He walked in favor. He sent messenger, beloved, unto Paul. Unto Peter. And Peter followed. Beloved, you know all the rigmarole and all the things that Peter has to say. I can't eat unclean things because the people that they call unclean are the people that they answer, that God answer. I look at situations of people that were not my business, and God will tell me, I want you to be involved. It is like appealing to the people, can I be involved in your matter? Because God says so. Even the people can say, it's difficult, I'm not sure. I say, I want to be involved, give me the phone number of that fellow. They don't understand. They have no clue that there is something that they have done that have attracted God onto their side. Beloved, and there are situations that if I don't have a leader to get involved, I cannot. Because getting involved on my own cannot produce any results unless God order it. Beloved, but beloved, such men kept their heaven open, they obtained favor from the Lord that extended to their family member. For God has opened heaven, bring healing. For Cornelius, not only healing, she was rescued from death. For Cornelius, that was spiritual rescue. For Cornelius, our spiritual rescue from the death that sin brings. So they were rescued and family members were saved. When my mother was unsaved, and I had to choose between God and my mother, when she said, You are the only one we are looking at, and you say you are the firstborn of this family, you say you are following God. Can God go and look for other people's children? I said, Mommy, if I choose, you know who I choose, oh. I chose God. And beloved, I continue to do God's thing. I reduced the call to my, I don't even remember because my eyes was just fixed on the Lord. And I remember in front of Peter, Austin, Brixton, when I was ministering and people were coming and they were getting saved in that place, I prayed one prayer on that day. When I see other people born again, I said, God, you promised me that you will save me and my household. Let this answer, you that saved all these people, have what about this called Upper Lane? I've gone to different houses in this neighborhood. Now the kingdom of God is advancing. These people are getting saved. Remember my house, O Lord. Beloved, that was in the evening. The following day, on a Sunday when I called home, my mother had apparently been invited to the Full Gospel Businessman Fellowship. And that is how she got saved. On that day, God allowed my sacrifice to open the heaven that brings salvation to the souls of my family. There are personalities, beloved, so the seed that was sown is kingdom advancement and salvation came to my own house. Do I live by? No. Was I there to tell her about Jesus? No. But God orchestrated the event to see everyone in my house all born again. It was not cheap. But you can be worried and not do anything for God or do anything or for your people, or you are not. remembrance concerning me. Lord, for my healing, for the healing of my family member, for rescue from the verdict of death, for the salvation, even of my household. Lord, to walk in favor with God and walk in favor with man. Lord, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. Let my heaven open. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a piata gasosia. Entronuga sosia. It's a piata gogolibri sosia. Entegekusosia. Oppression of sin was broken. Oppression of death, verdict of death was terminated because somebody is giving back their heaven open. In La Pia Kukusosia, and Saprian Dogokustososia, and Sopia Atuati, and Degekusoto, and La Pia Togali Kusosia, Zeprontokusosia, Telapontrina Gazo, the art, and Tronobosa. Ike kuaso si ate, endegegege kuso si ato, endega apioso, ondegegege kuasa, endegegege libru sosia, endegege susia, iso proto, endege kustoso, isto ondegege suate, ella bio otruso, endegege kustoso, Isso piata gagazote, ela pioto, ente que gesusia, entro no nogu sociate, e que custo sociate, e que custo soci intro no bozo, e que quaso, entro no bugusote, e la piotro no nozia, ente que custo sociate, ente que custoso, Isso pruto si ate, entro na casa, e la pioto, onde que quaso, isso que la potro no nogo licru socia, ente que livro so ote, e que quaxa te, e la piotro no noso, ente que custoso, ente que livro so ate, e que quaso si, e la mendre de que sucia, E soporto, fica quase. Entre na casa, entro de gacusto. Esso para aqui a sua saia. E lá pia a tua arte. Ente que é livre socia. Ente que é custoso. Ente que é sucia. Ente que é quase. E lá pio a tua arte. E lá becroso. Ente que é custoso socia. E lá pia a tua arte. Entro no gusosia, estou bolongro si ite, entega a pioto, e que que custo sociate, entega que libro socia, e sopiato, me quasa, entega quasa, entega custo sociate, entega que libro socia, entega custoso, e la piotuaga, saprende que sucia, Ende gege libru socie, ende gege libru socia, endike eke libru sociato, ende ge custo socia, illa biotu gago socia, illa mengre dica quaso, iso proto go si sociate, illa biotu dogo licro socia, ende ge custoso, ende ge libru soote, iso pia attuata, In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord just opened up something. This is what I see right before my eyes. I could see something look like a string, but it is a cell of the body. In what I see a white, the beginning which is to the root. I can see that this was clear of trouble. But I see that a couple of inches was black. And that means that there is a dead cell where there was meant to be a cell that is alive that is not that it was as big as that, what I saw, almost like looking at the strand of an ear. But beloved, whatever damage was done in any particular cell, beloved, it now it looks like a two color instead of one color. You are saying, Lord, Lord, open the heavens. Lord, bring my fasting and prayer. Bring it into remembrance. Reach out to members of my family where there is any damage in any organ of the body. Let there be a supernatural repair. Let there be a supernatural restoration. Let there be a supernatural repair. Let new cells begin to grow to eradicate every damaged cell in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ilapio osusiato ingekwazo ilapio tukusosie endegekwazo ilapio. Whether it is cell, whether it is muscle, whether it is kidney, whether it is liver, you are sent to the Lord. Isapio tukusosia endegekuzote endegekeke libru sosia. Be acquired and drawn and then get kusoto is to be acquired. Whether it is brain muscles, whether it is human cell, arise, oh God, call unto action, Lord, call unto recovery, call unto repair everything damaged in the organs of the body of anyone connected to me, and the organs of the body of anyone that is called, every part of this commission, whether it's the lymph nodes, whether it's the brain cells, whether it's the muscles, whether it's the cells in the stomach, in the bowel, let there be repair, let there be restoration, let there be repair, let there be restoration, let there be repair, let there be restoration. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be repair, let there be restoration, let there be repair, let there be restoration. In the biocosusiato, in the decusoto, in sopriadogosusiati. That is why Isaiah 64 was praying. It said, rend the heaven open, O God, and come down. O thou God, that you will rend the heaven open and you will come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. When the mountains flow down, things begin to happen. That is when you see the blessing of God. That is when we see the healing. That is when we see that the land be productive. That is when we see that the enemy that tried to stop us, God stopped them. That is where the powers of the enemies are broken, because God has opened his heaven. He said, let the heavens be open. See, are your heaven open, O God. Ne la bike kutu zozia. Ta prenege kusto zozia. Ne kla kutu zozia. Prendosu zi ate. What you have no inclination, no idea of how to solve, God will pop up a wisdom in you that makes you to know what to do with that situation at that time. Beloved, that will surpass your imagination and surpass your expectation. Why don't you say to the Lord, Lord, I take the limit of you. Let my heaven be open. Do something supernatural beyond my imagination and my expectation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, what man consider impossible for me to see done in my life, Lord, do it in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, let the heaven be open over Pastor Ayo's life, Pastor Yomi's life, my life, as we stand as your ministers to serve your sons and your daughters on Saturday. Let the heaven of God be open over our lives for the free flow of the Spirit of God
for the descending and the release of your divine power that performs your word. Let your heaven be open over every worker in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a PR. So go libre de vosos y arte. Ende que custosia. Le priando go custosia. Te belengre si ato. It's a PR. A tu custosia. Ende que suate. Il labreto sociato. Entruna ga custososa. It's a PR tua. Zapioto non ongla. Legle custososia arte. It's a PR to. Ende que custososia. Lopon your heaven over the summit, O God, in la bia or to us, like a custos osier. When the heaven is open, we know the favor of God that is required for us to finish well. The acquired ability to have great success, ability to achieve great things, ability to see results, ability to flow in the abundance of God's supply is available to us. My Father, in la mia tu zazia ton ongle que custoso sie, ende que custoso, in la bio tronega custo goli plus asiate, le bequata, taponde que custoso sie, in la broso sia, in trondo go custoso sie, in la broso sia catuata, in le beque custoso sia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. What you have to see in the book of Acts chapter number 2, even as I wrapped up this morning, is that when the heaven opened, they were drawing from the storeroom of God. The apostles were able to peek from the depth of the supply of the Spirit. And beloved, a Peter can go to the place where he had never been. And beloved, begin to speak. But beloved, they had prayed. For this reason, men always ought to pray and not to faint. That woman was making a request unto a wicked man and refused to be quiet until something happened. Beloved, and she got what she cried out to God for. Beloved, I want you to know that sicknesses, disaster, destruction, everything that is contrary can be stopped if our heaven is open. I want you to lift your voice to the Lord this morning, and you are said to the Lord, whatever I must not carry into 2016, it must finish in this 2015. I'm not carrying sickness to my future. I'm not carrying pain to the future. I'm not carrying confusion to the future. I'm not carrying disaster to the future. They must end in this 2015. Actually, now, let every terminated disease be terminated. Etruno gusasia, se protusa, si atonengle, le plengoso su suprandega susia, endege kusoto, ila becroso si ate, endege kusosia, ila bio oto gusatia. I must not carry poverty even forward to my generations yet unborn, or generation even that are here. I must not carry pain and problem, disturbance of spirit, confusion of mind. It must not go with me to my tomorrow. Therefore, I command them to be terminated now. Under this open heaven of God, let everything that is working contrary to my favor be terminated. Let my new even day emerge. Let my season of joy begin to manifest. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's a piazza go libro socia, it's a prondege custoso, endega custosia, li apreto, endega custosiata, le prendoso si ike quato, entru donoso si atuata aia, endolobo si ato, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. If the Lord has met with you this morning, I want you to dedicate the 6 p.m., which is our, the 6 p.m. of this moment, beloved, I want you to dedicate it unto the Lord. Every one of us, we have received the schedule even for the week. We have received the schedule for the week, and it is important that we actually pay attention to those schedules that have been shared with you and I, with everyone, that we are ready able to know that today is very, very important. And I am in this house until Thursday. There's no movement because I'm praying for you. And you are going to say to the Lord, prepare me for what God has prepared for me on this day. Lord, let the heavens be open upon our gathering, even as we come back, even tonight, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, open the heaven. Let the heaven be open. Ni apion dogo suzia zaprendo no suzuza zeprendo tosi ketusa ziate. Enda libro no boku sozia zeprotus toziate. Lebekusto sozi itale mengre divasuzia. Elapio otongege kesuzia sopronahaza. The evening meeting is only finishing today for this week. The next time we will have a morning session is Monday, which is the last day of the fast. And we have 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow. And on Thursday, by the grace of God, the service team will have an impartation meeting, which is 8 to 10 o'clock. The Monday, the 5 a.m. calls goes on Monday to Friday for this week. And beloved, so it is important. I don't know how long the 6 o'clock is going to take. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 1 hour. When I finish releasing what God has given to me to pour out, then the meeting finishes. And I know that it is the love of God and your desire for God that continue to bring you onto this altar. And you don't want to miss today, this evening. Therefore, you are saying to the Lord, anything that is pre-planned, preordained by the enemy to stop me or to make me to miss this evening, Lord, arise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, stop the stopper. Do not let me be stopped. Stop the stopper. Do not let me be stopped. Stop the stopper. Do not let me be stopped. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, give me the grace to keep this appointment with you. And it's not just coming, everything that you have ordained and prepared for me to enjoy as I come into your presence. Lord, do not let me be denied. Let them be available to me. Give me the grace, the wisdom to know how to key in into it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The abento lengres is the apatonda gakusto ziate. Le plengo suzia taprene kusto suzia zoprende gazazie. Blessed be your name, O Lord our God, for we have prayed in the name of Jesus. My Father, how can I say thanks for all that you have done for us? Thank you for opening our heavens. Lord, thank you for pouring down your grace, your glory, your power. Thank you for the outpouring of your wisdom. Thank you for the outpouring of your divine favor. Thank you for saving our souls and saving our family members. Heavenly Father, thank you for healing. Thank you for rescue. Thank you, O God, Lord, for causing our land to yield its increase again. Thank you for blessing, Lord, blessing us because you are the Lord our God. We are grateful, Lord, and we give you praise. We honor you. We worship you. We magnify your holy name. Therefore, I cover every soul that has appeared in Zion today as we go back even into our individual businesses. I decree and declare that the presence of the Holy God will go with us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus that great grace will be made available to the prevailers to walk in favor, great grace to increase, great grace to prosper, great grace to have divine rewards, great grace to walk even and achieve what it was, what was impossible for man even to do for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command release of mercy on behalf of the prevailers that prevail over judgment. I decree and declare that today as you go forth, you will return even with glory. You will return with testimony. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the land. The fruit of your body is blessed. Our kneading bowl and our basket is blessed. No good thing shall be withholden from us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, whosoever will not walk in our favor today, they are unseated. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree that the loins of kings will be unguided, even for our sakes, to open before us a double door, and our gates shall not be shut. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to return sorrowfully. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, the ancient of days, who have called me, who have sent me, able to serve you as I serve your purpose, I decree and declare that the glory and the honor is unto you, the eternal King of glory. You, O God, that perform your word unto your servant and execute your word unto your messenger, unto you will return all the glory and all the honor this day in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God, for your lines has fallen unto us in pleasant places. And we have a goodly heritage in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved.